We're on the telephone with Megan Filbert, who is Livestock Program Manager with Practical Farmers of Iowa. Megan, we noted here that you and in partnership with Iowa State Extension and Outreach have launched a new Ag Decision Maker tool to help crop and livestock farmers assess the economics of cover crops in their operations. So talk about this and what this tool will do for farmers.
Yep, that's right. This is an economic tool that can help farmers pencil out their economic impact, or really the profits or losses they're making from cover crops, and specifically looking at the forage value when they graze or harvest those cover crops. So this tool can help a farmer walk through each step of their revenues and their costs and come up with their final profit or loss statement from cover crops or grazing cover crops.
Now, I know this has been one of the discussions around cover crops is, you know, how long does it take to get a return on investment? And I imagine in some cases it's maybe deterred some farmers from looking at cover crops. So this tool will help them make that decision?
Exactly, and that's really why this tool was created. We always talk about the long-term benefits of cover crops that come with increased soil health, better water quality, environmental protection, and potentially yield increases in the future. But what we're finding is that cover crops, you know, cost a lot of money, and in a time when we're not making a ton of money from corn and beans, it's hard to pay that extra money to plant cover crops. But what we're showing with this calculator is that it's possible through proper management to make your money back in that first year if you put that cover crop through a ruminant animal and graze it. So that's what we're able to really pencil out with this calculator.
Yeah, and talk about that. I noted here you've done some research that shows that grazing cover crops can result in what you say is sizable profits within the first year.
Absolutely. So I've been doing a research project with three farmers in the North Raccoon Watershed for 2 years now. We're on our third year. And what we've seen is that with proper cover crop and grazing management, you can make a significant net profit on those acres that you integrate cattle on where you've planted cover crops. And what this takes is planting your cover crops early and growing enough biomass and waiting to turn your animals out until you have plenty of cover crop growth out there already. And that's where you'll reap the biggest economic benefit.
For those that aren't grazing or planning to graze the crop, is there any more positive news here as far as the return they'll get on those cover crops?
Yes. So I have been working with one farmer who's kept records of harvesting his rye, making rylage, and feeding that back out to his cows in the winter. I have yet to crunch those numbers, but I am planning on doing that and publishing another report this fall of 2018 using that calculator to plug in the numbers for harvesting that rylage to feed back the cattle.
As far as using this tool, I mean, is it pretty user-friendly?
Well, I know that spreadsheet tools can be somewhat daunting to farmers, and that's why I am on hand to assist anyone that may want to plug some of their numbers in and walk through the process with me. Other than that, we try to make it as farmer-friendly as possible, and it's pretty descriptive on there. But with any sort of hang-ups, I'm willing to take those calls and help farmers through it and talk about the economics of cover crops anytime.